Anything big happened for you the last few days?
I mean, as everybody's heard by now, probably I got called up to the Gold Cup roster for Canada.
What does that mean for you? We talked to Baden last week about doing the same with the national or the U.S. national team. What were your emotions? I think they put out the video that, mm-hmm. of the team meeting, but kind of in your head, what was going on?
I mean, when you look at the video back, you might be able to tell, but it was just, I was kind of shocked. I didn't really expect it. Obviously, the first call-up, it's crazy to think about, and it's definitely an honor. You know, something I dreamed about from when I was little, being able to represent my country at the men's stage. So, just the best feeling ever.
Obviously, you moved from Canada to come here, and you had the success with Crew 2. Just what has it been like kind of evolving your career as a part of this club to kind of get you to this point over the last year plus?
It's I would say how I would have hoped the last year and a half to go, really, to come in and get the opportunity to Crew 2. I knew that I would have to work hard, but I can get to a much higher place in my career. And that started with getting to the first team. And then from there, you know, being able to work up and getting more minutes this year and playing a lot more consistently to be able to now get called up for my national team, it's kind of just going how I would have hoped for.
Did you think it would come this quickly?
Nah, I'll be honest. I didn't think it would come this quickly, but life works fast, you know.
Yeah. What do you think you've improved on the most since you got here for the playoff season?
Mentality, kind of being more fierce, stronger mentally, I would say. And I talk about it with my coaches a lot. Like, I'm very, I guess I'll say timid at times, but coming in, I've been able to work on just working harder in training, and then it shows when I'm on the field, when I'm a lot stronger on the ball, and in moments when I need to be strong, I see a change.
I know you talked at times last year when you went up to the first team about just kind of the difference between MLS and MLS Next Pro. Mm-hmm. What do you expect as kind of the step up to an international level?
I mean, I think I'm going up against the best of other nations, so I'm going to be versing high-quality players everywhere, every team. I think it's going to be a very physical game, 100%, and I'm going to have to be able to adapt to that quickly and just be ready for anything, because I don't know everybody I'm going to be playing against, but I'm sure it's going to be a lot of highly technical players and very physical defenders and smart defenders, so I'll just have to be ready.
Did you try and recruit Aiden to Canada?
I think everybody in their own way tried to, but he's American. I'll say it like that.
You talked about like this being a lifelong dream for you. What sort of memories do you have growing up, maybe watching national team matches or like, I don't know, are there games, tournaments, things that were really influential on you as a kid?
I remember watching, it might have been 6 or 7 years ago. So I was like 13, maybe. Yeah, 13, 14. I went and I watched a game. It was Canada versus Jamaica in Toronto. And that one, it's like kind of vivid with me because I'm Jamaican and Canadian. So just being able to see both those countries play and then such a good match, it got me hoping for the future that one day I'd be able to play for Canada and be able to represent my country on that type of stage as well, having like other kids growing up watching me. So that's one moment for sure that I remember.
Do you remember what it felt like when you realized that you were good enough to play at that level? That, you know, this ownership, I mean, there are millions of kids that that's a dream for them. That's never actual reality for them. Was there a moment when maybe it hit you that, hey, if I keep doing what I'm doing, that could be where I end up?
I don't remember a specific time, maybe around when I was getting called into the U-17s a couple of years back, I really realized like I can go very far. And I was always told growing up like I have loads of potential, and I still get told now. As a player, sometimes it's hard to really see your own potential. So I just have to stay focused and kind of listen to the ones around me who have a different perspective on me. other than myself and kind of like work with them to help me get to where I can get to. Yeah.
What are your goals? I mean, aside from the obvious, but like, what do you hope to take from the Gold Cup experience?
I want to be able to learn from all these high level players I'm going to be around now, because a lot of guys coming from Europe and some people are playing in the Champions League and just very quality players that they definitely have a lot that I could learn from them, whether it's their day in, day out, like routines and how they take care of their body or things they're going to tell me when we're on the field together, which I'll definitely listen to and try and add to my game. And also just the experience, if I'm able to get on the field, just the experience of being out there, trying to adjust to the level, adapt to the circumstances of the game, and just learn from it.
How many of the guys on the roster do you know already?
I know two or three.
So not a ton,
yeah.
You talk about some of the improvements that you have, you know, for your game this year. Can you talk about what it's like playing with your back towards the opposing goal versus how you were, you know, last year, sort of playing vertical?
Playing with my back to the goal, that's kind of where I'm more comfortable as a player, honestly. And they're trying to get me out of that habit a little bit so I can be a little more direct now. But it's you just have to have good spatial awareness, kind of knowing where your teammates are even behind you. But just having composure on the ball, being able to play these link-up passes very clean so that you can go forward. And then after that, once the ball goes in behind you to one of your teammates, I just got to be in the box.
And you got Cucho and you also got, you know, Christian out there sort of help guiding you along and all that. Can you talk about what each one brings out of you? You know, they both have a different playing style, so it's like, how do you adapt to their style?
I think Christian's style is very, it's similar to how I kind of play, where he's back to goal and he's very in the box, always trying to get in there for the cross, very smart, and he loves his little flicks. So being able to, if I'm playing with him, being on like a little half angle for him to come play flick, play him back, or then I can just go forward. And Cucho, he's very more kind of space oriented in a way. Like, he'll get on the ball, he'll dribble, he'll run at players, he'll make dynamic runs in behind all the time. So in that sense, we kind of could just flow and move off each other, I think. That's what I would say.